We are on Gimel Amud Aleph, 20 lines down. Kind of left a little bit in the middle of this last thing because this next line is a little bit complicated. So we left it for today. Just to refresh your memories. So we had this drasha that says by the mitzvah of Hakel. Said Laman Yishmu Laman Yilmudu. And the Brisa taught is Laman Yishmu, somebody who can hear, as opposed to somebody who is deaf, who can't hear, and Yilmudu, somebody who can learn, as opposed to somebody who is a mute, who can't speak. And then the Gemara asked and said, "What? Somebody who's can't speak can't learn? Well, even if he can't speak, Lachori can learn." And the Gemara brought a Maisa with these two mutes. They went to the cheer and they used to listen and shake their heads and lips, etc. And they found that they were guns fine. They understood everything. Once, because when they got better, they were able to say over everything. So therefore, the Gemara says that the drasha is, even though it's written Yilmadu, but you're supposed to read Yilamdu, like to teach. So that's the drasha. That if you to exclude somebody who can teach, as opposed to somebody who can't speak. Because if you can't speak, you can't teach. You might be able to learn, but you can't give it over to others. Okay, so that's where we mentioned yesterday. And now Rav Ashi Amar, Vadai Laman Yilamdu. So he says, of course, it's clear that that's how you have to learn it. It makes sense that the drash has to be from Yilamdu to teach, as opposed to somebody who can't speak. Why? To read the drash is on the regular way, it's pronounced. That is, to somebody who, to Laman, in order to learn and not to speak. The cave on the Lomi Shtailo Gamar. Again, it's like the Havamina, that if you want to say that somebody who cannot speak can't learn, the Kevan de lo shama lo gamar, and since somebody who can't hear can't learn, so therefore, milaman yishmu nafka, we can learn both from laman yishmu. And therefore, elavadai laman yilamdu, who? It has to be laman yilamdu to teach. So, like I said, a little bit misubach. You'll see. So let's just see it in Rashi. He explains that's a little long Rashi here. Okay, so let's start Ravashi. Okay, on a quarter of the way down in Rashi. So Ravashi Amar, Vadai Laman Yilamdu. It has to be that those drashas and to teach and not to learn. Kalomar, Balav Kushid Hanak Treilmi. That was just besides asking Akasha from the Maisa, you know, the fact that these two mutes were able to learn. Putting that aside, Lake Luke Miladrasha the Tana the Meet Mehacha Shameyaveina Medaber Ella Milaman Yalamdu. It has to anyways be that way, that we're learning from to teach and not to learn. What? The Salkadaita Milaman Yilmidu Hu Dimashmale, that if I'm gonna learn it from the Pasuk Yilmidu to learn, so Alma Svirale Litana, the cave in the Mishtai Logamir Lenashi. As we said, Navami. In other words, the Tana you want to suggest maybe held it. No, if you can't speak, you can't learn. Well, that would be the case. The cave in the Loshama and Sahari the Logamir, somebody also who can't hear, we know can't learn, because he can't hear what's going on. The cave in Ditna Laman Yishmu is Pratla Madaber Veino Shomea, somebody who can't hear, right? Yes, the Shomea is Laman Yishmu, as opposed to somebody who can't hear, he can't learn, he can't understand. But Anan Zahade, the time in Mishum Delogami here, what's the reason why somebody who can't hear can't learn? Shelo Yavin Koma Shomrim Lefanav, because he's sitting in the shir, he doesn't hear anything. So Mela, he can't learn. So therefore, Lamanli Limahadar Tu Laman Yilmadu, if it's true that somebody who can't speak, let's say, also can't learn, so why do I need a special pasuk for that to teach me that? If according to Havamina, somebody who can't speak also can't learn, so so I can learn it from the same word. Laman Yishmu says somebody has to hear, only he's chayav. Why? Because only he can understand. So only somebody can understand what's going on, understand the shir, he's chayav. So therefore, somebody can't hear, can't understand the shir. But also, according to Havamina, somebody, if it's true that somebody can't speak, can't understand the shir either. So therefore, it's all included in that. What in laman yishmu? Why do I need laman yilmu? Do again another. And I'll say again, in laman yilmu, there's somebody who can learn. Anyways, the guy who can, if it's true, the guy who can't speak can't learn. So that's included in laman yishmu. I don't need a special laman yilmu do for that. Therefore, it must be, like we said, it has to be that somebody who can't speak could learn. Nami gamir, he could learn. Therefore, I can't learn that laman yishmu, because the yishmu is telling me somebody who can't understand the shir, that he's the one, he's positive. But he could understand. Therefore, I can't learn it from laman yishmu. Hilchach hadar memayz laman yilmedu. Hilchach vada laman yilamdu hu de darish. And therefore, I'm learning from, and therefore, I need the second pasuk, because the second pasuk is talking about somebody who can understand, and still he's not chayav. Why? So it must be, since he can understand, so shir, so why shouldn't he be chayav? It's because he can't teach. He can learn, but he can't teach. That's the lead.
Wait,
So we can ask on one laman yishmu also then. One yishmu yilmedu. So right. Saw something about that. It sounds familiar. Where did I see this? I remember seeing it. So I think we can learn it from somewhere. I don't remember where, but we know it from another. From many, anyways, I don't remember where it was. Okay. Amar Rabbi Tanchu, Cheresh be'ozno achas, pater mina ria. Somebody who's deaf, even in one ear, is pater from ria. Why? Again, the limit is going to be from Hakel. Like we've seen, we have this Gezira Shav from Hakel. So we're going to learn it from Hakel. It says over there, that he created the Torah Hazos, Neged Kol Yisrael, Be'aznehem. So it says, Be'aznehem, by Hakel, in their ears. So from here we see, he has to have two ears. It's Lashon plural, Aznehem. So Gemara says, Ay, Be'hai, Be'aznehem, Mi'bayalei, Be'aznehem, Dekula Yisrael. But we need that. We can't. It's not open for a drasha. It tells me you have to have both ears, because we need Vazayim to teach me that it's in their ears. Meaning everybody has to be there to listen. Everybody has to listen. And Mar says no. That we don't need it for that, because Ahu mi neged kol Yisrael nafka says anyways nafasu neged kol Yisrael. So there we know everybody has to be there to listen. So I don't need Vazayim for that, and therefore I can learn it. For it has to have two ears, be able to hear from two ears. I'm more asked on that though. Imi neged Yisrael hava mina afalgav de lo shame kasa b'aznehem v'hu de shame. So I says no. L'chura, again, neged kol Yisrael, I can't learn that alone, that everybody has to be there to hear it. Why? Because maybe I would understand neged kol Yisrael as long as they're there. But they don't. They can have to be there in front of the king or whatever, but they don't have to listen. You want to, listen to the radios or whatever, that's fine. As long as they're there, from Neged Kol Yisrael. And therefore, you have to write Ba'aznehem, that you're not enough just to be there, you have to actually listen. So I need Ba'aznehem for that. Therefore, it's not free for the drasha. So the verse says, no. Hahu, Ilaman Yishmu Nafka. That I can learn, that you have to actually listen from Laman Yishmu Nafka. So from that touch you might have to now. Then therefore, did I have to be there in Neged Kol Yisrael? Did I have to listen? I can learn from Laman Yishmu, and therefore the Aznehem now is free again. I can learn that that somebody has to be able to hear with both ears. Amar Tanchu, Chi Ger Baraglo Achas. Some learn that we're not learning those two things from Laman Yishmu. We're learning Dafka that. And that's
then that means that we're not learning the whole Joshua we just had a problem with the Laman Yishmu problem with Dafka Ben Hashemah.
Right. No, that's from Vlaman Yishmu. We're learning that, and this according to this opinion, he's not learning that. He doesn't have that drasha up above. So there was a marsha. He says Shemedaber Veino Shomea is Pater. V'dai Shemedaber Veino Shomea is Pater. Vein Sarich Lemaet Milaman Yishmu. I know that I don't have to be made from that. In Milaman Yishmu, the Sarich Shmiya before. So there's a. He's Pater Mimela. Mila.
Because everybody has to come to listen, so
male
automatically.
He has to be able to. Right. That's what I was saying. Okay. Amar Rabbi Tanchu. Chiger Baraglo Achas. Pater Minaria. Somebody who is lame in one foot he can't use. So he's Pater from Ria. Shenamar, as it says, Shalosh Rigalim. It says the word Rigalim. And Rigalim means that he has to have use of both feet. Both legs. So we're asked, V'ha Rigalim Mibayale Prat Lebali Kabin. That's coming to exclude somebody who doesn't have any legs. Who's a Bali Kabin, wooden leg. That he's exempt. So we're answers, Ahu Mi Pe'amim Nafka. It says Shalosh Pe'amim Bashanaf. And the word Pe'amim, that's where I learn that somebody who has no legs is Pater. And therefore, from Rigalim, I learned somebody who has legs, even he's Pater, unless he has use of both of them. Yes, we have to have use of both of the legs. Now the Gemara is going to say, where do we see this word Pamim? What does it do with having legs? So we see such a thing. The Sanya, Pamim, ain't Pamim, ela Rigalim, Reglaim, it means legs. Where do we see that? V'cheinu omer, the pasuk tirmesena regel v'ragli ani pa'amei dalim. Here the pa'amei dalim, the souls of the poor people, S-O-L-E-S, right? Here the pa'amei dalim. So here it's referring to the feet. V'omer, another pasuk, ma yafu pa'amaich banalim basnadiv. Nicer your like footsteps, pa'amaich, and once again, the feet, in your shoes, Pat Nadiv, the daughter of the noble one. So here we see the word Pami means feet. Irashi, Prat Lebali Kabin, Keshechatchu Raglehem, when they amputated their legs, Natnu Kav Katan, this hollowed out piece of wood, Bofshoko, at the end of his thigh, Venotnim no Mochin, they put in Shmatas and things, Vesomech Sof Shoko Alam, and they put the end of his thigh into it. Ela regalim adam sheish lo reglaim pamaich banalim alma babali manalim shaychi pamim. So we see the word pamim is shaych to somebody who is a bali, somebody who can wear shoes. Beriak siva also shalosh pamim hashana yirecho zevcha. So we have the same lashon by the riya as well, pamim hashana. And therefore learn just like over there, you have to have somebody who can potentially wear shoes. So too over here. It's somebody that can potentially wear shoes, and not somebody who's lacking legs. And again, a lame person also is no is excluded, and that's from Rigali. Not okay. The lame from both things. Darash Rava, my diksiv, mayafu pamayich balanim basanim. Now we're darshening that pasuk. So kama na'im raglein shel Yisrael b'shasha olim l'regel. So how nice are the feet of the yidden in the time when they go up to the regel. So the darshan also the ne'alim is lashon aliyah. They say it's also that's the connection to the aliyah l'regel, the oli l'regel. And one is bas nadiv that refers to bito shel Avram Avinu. We are the daughter of Avram Avinu. Shenikra nadiv because Avram was called a nadiv. So now, why was he called a Nadiv? Because he was called a Nadiv because he was a Nadiv Libo, that he was recognized a Kodesh Baruch Hu on his own. He wasn't forced. He himself came to the recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he's called a Nadiv. And now the Gemara says, where do we know such a thing, that somebody who comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu on his own is called a Nadiv? Shenemar Nadivei Amim Nesafu Am Elohei Avraham. That the Nadivei Amim, that the noble ones of the nations, gather, and they are the Am Elokei Avram. So the Gemara asks, what? Why only Elokei Avram? Velo Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why does it only say Elokei Avram? Ella Elokei Avram is referring to Shehaya Tchila LeGerim. So therefore, Nedivei Amim Nesafu is referring to the Gerim, and therefore it mentions only Avram because he was the Tchila LeGerim. So in Meila we see from here, and who are what is Gerim? Are people that come to Kosh Baruch Hu on their own. And therefore, they have the kinui of Nidive Amim, they're Nadiv, and then surely Avraham, who was the first one to come to him, to Hashem on his own, is also therefore called a Nadiv. And therefore, when it says Bat Nadiv, the pasuk refers to the daughter of Avraham. Rashi, Shnikra Nadiv, Al Shem Shnadvu Libu Lakir Boro, that he himself came to Kadosh Baruch on his own. Nidive Amim, Haim Gerim, Hamisnadvim, they again mitnadev, they volunteer themselves to become Jewish. Mibeina amim lekabel olam omachus, to accept omachus. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now comes our famous drasha. Amar Rav Kahana, darash Rav Nasan bar Minyume mishum Rabbi Tanchum. May dixi. What does it mean when it says vabor rei kein bo mayim? Mimash mashenemar vabor rei kein yodei shein bo mayim. If it's it says anyway it's a bor rei, so it's obviously empty. It doesn't have water either. So why does it have to say ein bo mayim? Ella to tell us that my main boat is not water, aval nachashim v'akravim yesh bo, but it did have snakes and scorpions. Yeah, because it's a Rabbi Tanchum, so we started saying things of Rabbi Tanchum, so we throw this in also. Rashi v'borek mishum the Rabbi Tanchum amr, since he said it, Rashi says nakatla hacham, bring it over here. Gavi shmeitz the Rabbi Tanchum, things the Rabbi Tanchum said. Aval nechashim akravim yesh ba lo haya reik ela mimayim. It was only empty from water, but it was, did have other things. And the Marsha says, so if that's the case, why did Reuven say, let's throw Yosef in the boar in order to save him? What kind of saving is that? Is throwing with the boar snakes and scorpion? So there, for Marsha said, you have to say that he didn't see it. They were like hiding in the cracks or whatever. They were there, except he just didn't see it. Next, Tadu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Elazar, Samargoris ben Chisma, Shalchu lahakbil pnei Rabbi Yeshua b'Fkin. They came to Mekabel on the Yontif to visit the Rebbe. Amar lehem, he said to them, Machidush haya b'Beis Medrash Hayom. Tell me a chiddush that you heard today in the Beis Medrash. Amru lo, they said, listen, Talmidach Anu, we're your Talmid. And we drink from your water, so we don't have permission to say anything, in front of you, before you. So Amar Lehem, he said to them, Afal Pichet, doesn't matter, tell me anyways. So he asked, so first thing he asked him, Though Shabbos Shel Mi Haisa, whose week was it? It's referring to the Gemara and Brachas, when Rabban Gamliel, he was the Nasi, and when he was taken down from his Nasius, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was put in his stead. And then when Rabban Gamliel was put back to the Nasi, he didn't want to totally disregard Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, since, Miling the Kosh made more reading, so they kept him also, and they decided to do like shifts. So three weeks out of the month, Rabban Gamliel was a Nasi, and 1 week out of the month, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So therefore, he asked them, whose week was it this week? So they said to him, it was Tafka Shabbos Shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It was the week of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be Nasi. Okay. But me haitza hagada hayom. So what agada did you learn there today from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So Amrulo, they said to him, Pashas Hakel. That's what we learned. Yuma Darashpa, what was the drasha that he gave on that? So they told him from the pasuk, Hakel Atam Hanashim Vanashim Vataf. Gathered together everybody, the men, women, and children. So, okay, I can understand the men come to learn have a mitzvah of limud Torah. Nashim ba'os lishmoa, they don't have a mitzvah of limud Torah, but they have come to listen. Some say listen to know the mitzvahs that they have to do, how to do them. But what about the children? Lama ba'in, the taf lama ba'in. Right, they can't learn, they can't listen, so why do you have to bring the children? Not for themselves, but to give a scar to those that bring them. Amar lehem, so he answered them, Margalit Tova Haisabi Yechem Bikashim Labdamimani. He says, you had such a beautiful drasha here, and you weren't going to say it. You know, had I not pushed you to say it, you wouldn't have said it. So you would have caused me to lose out on this jewel. Rashi Lachpil Panav Yom Tov Haya Shechayav Adam Lechabed Es Rabo. So it was Yom Tov says to Mechabed the Rebbe Ba'Kabbalas Panim to go to visit him. Kin Amrinan Be Meseches Rosh Hashanah Madua Atolachet Elav Hayom Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos. We see in Chodesh and Shabbos they need to go to the Rav. Okay, Talmid Chan, as I said, when he asked him to say something, he says, hey, listen, we're your Talmid, Vein Lanu Ledaber Fenech. It's not right that we should speak in front of you. Okay. Right, so some say that Litain Schar Nevi'eya, meaning that since, anyways, they're not going to leave the tiny little kids at home, the babies, they're going to bring them anyways. So we see the Chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu that he gives us, it makes it a mitzvah, so that we're anyways going to bring it, so this way we come and we get a mitzvah out of it. Okay. Finally, Ve'od Darash, another drash of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The pasuk says, "Es Hashem he'amarta hayom," and the pasuk also another pasuk says, "Vashem he'amircha hayom," that you praise Hashem today, and Hashem praise you today. So he darshed in the following: Amar le Mekadosh Baruch Hu Israel. Hashem said to Israel, "Atem asisuni chativa achas. You made me into a unique praise today in Ba'olam, in the world." So therefore, Hashem says, I'll answer back. I'll make you something special in this world. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You made me a chativa achas. Where dichtiv Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When you say that. So too, v'ani yaseh aschem chativa achas ba'olam. I'll make you also a chativa achas ba'olam. Shneimar, it says, umi kamcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. So Hashem makes that special also. Okay, Rashi, Hemarta is Lashon Shibachta, the praise. Kemo Yisamru Kopal Yavin, Yishtabchu Shedarkan Tzlecha. They have Hatzlacha in their ways. Chativa Achas means Shevach Echad, one praise, like a unique praise. Shevach Miyuchad. Lomar, Ein Kamocha, there is nobody like you, Hashem, Lekach Barchanucha Lelok. That's why we chose you as our God. There's nobody like you. You're unique in your thing. So Hashem says, you did that to me by saying Shema Yisrael, so I'll make you special also by saying Mikam Pei Yisrael Goy Echad. The shuk is the part on top above the knee. Yeah. Shuk.
Is that somewhere else
what
they say about the tefillin?
Is Hashem having the tefillin? Right. Or mikam chesed. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Is it mikam chesed or
yechamar? Yeah.